There are two versions of the mural in the Department of the Interior. The original, in a large reproduction in the office of Melba Vaughn, the department's complaint manager for civil rights. 3 months ago, when Vaughn was looking for a piece of art from the department's collection to hang on her wall, she saw the mural, heard the story behind it, and she knew this was the one.
Well, I'm sure that anyone who looks at this will be amazed. I mean, it's really an excellent piece of work. And I'm so glad and honored to have it sitting in this office until I leave.
In the foreground of the mural, men, women, and children, both black and white, gather to listen to singer Marian Anderson, who is painted as a tiny figure on the steps of the memorial. According to the department's curator, David McKinney, the mural's artist, Mitchell Jameson, left an opening in the crowd, almost inviting the viewer to step in and listen.
Well, I think he wanted you to be part of the audience, and I think he wanted you to feel what the people in the audience were feeling. Again, that great deal of pride that here was an African-American woman, someone that shared the same struggle as most of the people right in the foreground of this mural did.
In 1939, Marian Anderson was already a star on the concert stage, with a voice that renowned conductor Arturo Toscanini said comes once in 100 years. But even she was not immune to racism. That year, after being invited to sing in Constitution Hall in Washington, she was told the audience would not be integrated. Anderson refused to perform, and in response, Walter White, president of the NAACP, arranged to have her sing Easter Morning on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. The crowd that gathered that day numbered 75,000. Musicologist Alan Kyler has written an account of Marian Anderson's life. According to him, the concert and the attention it received was at times overwhelming for the singer. She wasn't always comfortable being a civil rights activist, and she wished to leave the entire account of the concert out of her autobiography.
It was sort of thrust upon her, and she took on that challenge with great dignity and courage, but she worked her entire life to sing well, and she was afraid that eventually people would only know the Lincoln Memorial Concert and not everything else about her as an artist.
But even though Anderson avoided what she termed hand-to-hand combat in the battle against racism, she acknowledged the power of her own voice in a 1979 interview with NPR.
To have things about you and the things that you're interested available to touch the lives of other people, to know that you have this instrument over which your voice can go, and know that there's something being said from which, if only a dozen people grasp your meaning, you have done a very great service.
Later in her career, Marian Anderson surpassed another racial barrier. In 1955, the Metropolitan Opera of New York asked her to sing in their upcoming performance of Verdi's Un ballo in maschera. After some initial hesitation, at the time she was 60 years old and had never performed in an opera, Anderson agreed to be the first black singer ever to perform at the Met. That January, the curtain rose on Anderson as the sorceress Ulrika in her only operatic role. According to Alan Kyler, at the sight of Anderson on stage, the audience stood and applauded before she even sang a note.
I mean, can you imagine a black singer singing a major role in the Metropolitan Opera, not just any black singer? It's Marian Anderson, which meant it meant not only her voice and her artistry, but 20 or 30 years of history was sitting on that stage.
Since that January, many African-American singers have performed at the Met, including Leontine Price, Simon Estes, and soprano Denise Graves, who met Marian Anderson in 1992. Graves says Anderson communicated not only through her voice, but her spirit as well, and her career quietly and firmly paved the way for others.
We are standing on her shoulders. We owe her a great debt for what she paid. So I'm extremely honored and pay homage to this tremendous being and for what she did. And what she opened.
America, as well as the other songs Marian Anderson sang in 1939, will be heard once again when Denise Graves performs the 60th anniversary reenactment concert this spring on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. For Intern Edition, I'm Kyle Gassett.